USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation and invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden, arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders, told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Any use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's defense ministry. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, many organ donations were discarded because of the unknown. John Hunt reports on an update.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on Wednesday emphasized a diverse America judicial branch in order to bolster public confidence in our system. Opponents called her out for not being able to define what a woman is and her soft-on-crime judicial history. The confirmation hearing by the Senate Judicial Committee continues Thursday. Recovery crews continue searching for a second black box from a China Eastern Airlines passenger plane that plunged into a Chinese mountainside this week. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As the threat of World War III looms as a major concern for most Americans, former NATO Secretary Kay Bailey Hutchinson was on Fox News Thursday morning discussing the role of NATO to deter Russia's aggression in Europe.
This is a time when the heads of state can get together and actually talk about not only what is being done, but what more can be done, and also talk about the issue of China. I think that is going to come up, and I think everyone knows that unity together talking to China will be certainly important to keep them from helping Russia with this dreadful situation. And I think they will be talking about what more we can do with arms and just shoring up our defenses. And I think we've already seen that Secretary General Stoltenberg has said we will be doubling the numbers of troops along the border with Russia that are NATO allies. So all of these things are very important for the heads of state to talk together in person and getting a back and forth, and I think it's a very good thing.
In order to save voiceless lives, Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little on Wednesday became the next state to enact a law modeled after a Texas statute banning abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy or when a heartbeat is detected. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.